This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. 97-year-old Tuskegee resident Melanese Robinson has witnessed history and, as a nurse, made some of her own. She cared for renowned inventor George Washington Carver at the end of his life. 15 years later, she patented a surgical device after assisting with amputations at the former Tuskegee Veterans Hospital. She spoke with WBHM's Dan Carson.
When Melanese Robinson was a nurse at the old Tuskegee VA, she had to grasp and steady the legs of patients having amputations. She thought there must be a better way.
I said, one day I'm going to make an instrument to hold that.
She worked on it for a decade. She drafted a patent for what she called the Amputation Surgery Limb Support. It was granted in 1958. Her device was used for at least 20 years. Robinson was born in 1921 in rural Clayton, Alabama, one of 8 siblings who survived. 3 were stillborn. She says her father was one of few black men who owned land, but life was hard.
During that time, they didn't have a high schooling for blacks. My parents took 3 of us to Abbeville, Alabama, Henry County. The faculty there was the graduates of Tuskegee Institute College. So Dr. George Washington Carver came to Tuskegee College, and it was in the paper. Mama would say, you're going to Tuskegee College when you finish high school. So I said, well, I'm going to write Dr. Carver. So I wrote Dr. Carver. He wrote me back that same week, told me what to do, and I did it. They sent me an application, 1940, going to college.
Her mom sold some of the family cows so Robinson could go.
So I had my $80 to register. I am going to be a nurse. You know what I used to do when I was a kid? I'd catch a frog, kill him, and operate on him. Look at his heart, his intestines, his lungs, his brains.
And that curiosity brought her an early experience with home remedies when she tried to examine a bumblebee.
Mama said he's going to sting you, but I didn't know where the stinger was. Oh, he stung me. I screamed and hollered. She said, I told you he's going to sting you, so come in here. So I went in and she put it in some vinegar. That took care of it.
She was always fascinated with chemistry and healing. So was George Washington Carver, who became her patient later in life. Robinson says Carver was generous, too.
Guess who paid my tuition? He did. And I didn't know it. Dr. Carver paid it for 3 years. I stayed in contact. So when I came to college, he was here, and that's when I saw him in person. We would go to class in nursing. And on my nursing tray where I carried my medicine, I had a little flower or green leaf or something on that tray.
So Carver had reasons to remember Melanese Robinson, and that lasted right up to the end of his life.
Dr. George Washington Carver got sick. He had a heart problem, and he died. I was his nurse. They said, pick your nurse, Dr. Carver. So he chose me, because he knew of me, you know. So I was his nurse. And when they took him back to his apartment, that's where he died, in 1943.
That's 97-year-old Melanese Robinson speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson. She was the nurse to the late George Washington Carver. You can see photos at our website, wbhm.org.